This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut, and early this morning, the Lord gave me this. The title is God's Plan, God's Purpose, and God's Pursuits. And I give reference here to Brother Hagin's book, Plans, Purposes, and Pursuits. And here's some points that I wrote down about it. Man's plans sometimes are good and even scriptural, but they are not God's plans. Praying in the Spirit and seeing the service and then acting it out, that's God's plan. Isn't that what Jesus did? Isn't that what we should be doing? God wants us to get His plan and purposes and pursue them. Wonder why you don't see any power in manifestation? Didn't get the plan and purpose, so God's plan could not be pursued. Church in shallow water. We're going to look at this as Ezekiel chapter 47. Actually, I got this a couple of weeks ago, but I put it with what I had this morning. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I go to church and stick my toe in. Yep. Okay. Verse 1 of 47. Afterward, he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward, for the forefront of the house stood forward, or toward the east, and the waters came down from under from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then brought me out of the way of the gate northward and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, were to the loins. Afterward he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. To me, this is symbolic of spirituality, of the Spirit. God wants to bring us into a deep place, but if we don't get in position to do so, the Lord started it out today with slay Peter, kill and eat, over there in Acts, where he's about to go meet Cornelius, the Gentiles. And he said, Lord, nothing unclean has ever entered my mouth. And we know that all the temple worship and all that had passed away, and God was bringing the salvation to the Gentiles. So Peter was making assumptions in his mind about it, and that's why the Holy Spirit had to speak to him in such a strong way, because he was the first one to take the message to the Gentiles. This is what the Lord said. We must follow the Spirit and not make our own unclean list. That's how he started this off. In other words, yes, God's medicine. That's the way he does things. But there's a lot of people. We've got a world that probably most Christians are hooked on God knows how many drugs. Prescription drugs, because they go to the doctor and they put them on this and that and all these things. And the Lord just said to me, like we've talked before about a bridge, there has to be a bridge. You have to build a bridge. You can't go in there tearing down bridges. You have to build a bridge. So to Peter, that was unclean, but God set him straight and said, no, there's a change of order here. Well, what the Holy Spirit was saying to me was, yeah, I know a lot of stuff. And I know the Lord's shown me a lot about Big Pharma and about it being pharmakia and witchcraft. But what the Lord was saying to me is this. Someone that is not in that place yet, the Lord could allow them to do that for a time. It's kind of like with the guy, you know, I said, don't wound your brother that he's not to your place yet, so don't eat something that's going to offend him. In other words, you come in the door that way, not gangbusters, we're going to clean all this mess up. No. But you go in with the other way that you walk softly and carry a big stick. Okay. This inside walk allows you to do this and another. You know, like someone else, they are in a place in their life that God is allowing them at this time to do that. For you, you know better. You've come up higher. But you're not to destroy them over it because you are walking maybe in a higher place than they are. Okay? Okay, the world is addicted to extremes. Everything in this world system is an extreme, if you've noticed. Entertainment, sports, I don't know what else, but it's just extreme. And so people are walking in extremes, running after the world and the things of the world, Christians that are extremes. But the Lord said, observe, and I'm going to go back and read about Moses and the children of Israel. He said, observe how I brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. He said, I took them by the hand and led them out, like a father, a child. And Moses put up with a lot of bull off of them. They also got themselves in trouble and got some pretty good spankings too, but the Lord came to a place that when he realized, well, he knew all along they weren't going to get it and they weren't going to do it. And so that bunch died off. And then came a new bunch. And that new bunch would hear. And they'd go in and they'd walk by faith and they'd take the land. But that's what the Lord was saying. You know, when you've got people that have been a Christian for a lot of years and they've done it a certain way, they may not embrace things just right up front so easily. It takes a while to break those strongholds down. And that's why, you know, talking about building the bridge, that's what God was doing with the children of Israel. That's why he wouldn't let them go the short route. I mean, at the long route, they didn't even make it in, much less the short route. Okay. They must be weaned off of their vices, is how the Lord put it. God wants us to listen inside and stop walking by the outside. To me, this is the focus. If I can get people, no matter where they are with walking their walk with the Lord, what baggage they still have, if you can get them focused on learning to key into what's on the inside of them and start listening, whether they go to the doctor or wherever they go, they're listening and hearing, they're hearing from God. And if God says, yeah, you go on to the doctor, then they're going and they're doing what God has told them to do. Okay? If you walk by the Spirit, then you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And like it says, a weak brother, he only can eat herbs, but the brother that, you know, knows it's all clean can eat anything. It kind of surprised me. I was just writing it down. Okay. They're so ingrained in the Egyptian system, addicted to big pharma like Jannies and Jambres. You can't tell a drug addict you can't do that anymore. You got to take him by the hand and you got to lead him out. The biggest threat today are the strongholds of people's minds. This is the biggest threat. Because all these other things are baggage as a part of that. Yeah. God's word, mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. You will have to take them by the hand and lead them out just as I have done with yourself. Look how far we've come and how long it's taken us. When my people have my mindset, they can and will change the world. I've shown you many things and have given you insight and understanding, and I will show you when to bring whatever part of that is to out for them to hear. In other words, I don't have to go in with everything I've learned right now and give them a download, right? No, I wait on the Spirit to tell me, okay, now start touching on this. Take them by the hand and walk them out. The Lord said, you're like an archive of my information, epistles written on your heart that can be drawn upon to give instruction. But it's by the Spirit leading. That way I don't have to go in going, what am I supposed to do? The Spirit will say, well, just start with this. Just follow the Spirit like you always have. Okay. Take them gently by the hand, lead them to the promised land. This was, I believe this was a song. I've already forgotten.
It last week, the song, Thank You. Lord, you took me by the hand and led me to my promised land.
Well, maybe that's why I picked, because when I was singing it, I picked up your tune. Take them gently by the hand, lead them to the promised land. And the chorus was, I will give you the words to say as you lead them along the way. Then the second verse, their minds will change over time, just like with you, you have been transformed. I will give you the words to say as you lead them along the way. Verse 3, you have the blueprints that has been made clear, and over time, so they will hear. I will give you the words to say as you lead them along the way. It cannot be done all at once, but little by little, as with a child. I will give you the words to say as you lead them along the way. Take courage today, you're at the end, and your work will begin. I will give you the words to say as you lead them along the way. Just like you've done these many years, bringing the word for those to hear, I will give you the words to say as you lead them along the way. See, this is God leading his people out. This isn't us. We're not doing it. He's doing it. The only difference is there will be, the only difference is there will be many, not a few, that I know, because I know that I can trust you. Let me find my course again. I will give you the words to say as you lead them along the way. Okay. Last one. I'm in the land, just follow, or in the lead, just follow me, and as you do, you will succeed. I will give you the words to say as you lead them along the way. And that's it.